We like to keep tabs on our AFC East Division cousins on the show, and everybody's a couple of weeks into training camp now, including right down the road in Cortland, New York, State University College at Cortland, the New York Jets training camp headquarters. Joining us on the line, the senior reporter and team insider for NewYorkJets.com, a good friend of the show, Eric Allen. Eric, good evening. Thanks for being with us tonight.
Murph, great speaking with you. Listen, we had our green and white practice Saturday night, so I didn't get a chance to see Andre Reed's Hall of Fame speech, but my dad said it was quite an emotional and a powerful speech, so I want to catch that when I get the opportunity here.
Yeah, you are a Western New York native, right? Your dad's probably, you were probably a Bills fan at one point, Eric, right?
Yeah, I was. Murph grew up in Orchard Park, yeah, about a mile and a half from the stadium, and actually I got a chance to see my parents before the Jets started camp at SUNY Cortland a couple weeks ago.
Everybody who comes through Jets camp, and many of them, of course, make the trip up here to Pittsburgh along with the Jets, but everybody always talks about Doug's fish fry. What am I missing down there? What's the deal with that, Eric?
Doug's fish fry, it's a local staple, Murph. Great fish. He's also got some fried chicken. Everything's fried, so it's probably not good for your diet, but Labatt's on tap as well, so wash everything down, get some french fries with it. It's the local fixture, and a lot of folks take that in.
Do they deliver to Rochester?
I don't know, Murph. We have to see.
That's good. Hey, Eric, you've got a game tomorrow night. The Jets are home tomorrow night, MetLife Stadium, against the Indianapolis Colts. Tell me about that game. What are the big storylines going into that game for the Jets tomorrow?
Well, storylines, as you know, it's the first preseason game, so Rex Ryan said the starters are going to play about a quarter and maybe work into the second quarter. Geno Smith's going to get the start for the Jets. No surprise there since he's taken more than 75% of the first-team reps. But Rex did indicate that Vic would get about a series with the starters, so probably right there in early the second quarter. And then it should be an interesting test for the Jets' defense on the other side of the ball because you're playing against Andrew Luck. I'd like to see Luck stay in the game for a little bit because this is a changed-up Jets secondary, especially on the outside. No Cromartie. Revis has been gone for a little while now, and the Jets are going to have to count on Dean Milner to be their top cornerback, and they also signed Dimitri Patterson in the offseason. Right now, he's manning the other outside position. So I'd like to see Luck test those guys on the outside. And the big storyline at camp so far, and this should be no surprise to anybody who's been watching the Jets the last about a year and a half, is this defensive line. It's a formidable unit, and it's just getting better and better.
Yeah, the Bills got a heavy dose of that in that game last September down at MetLife Stadium. Let me backtrack a little bit and ask you, Eric, about the quarterback situation. And apparently, even going into camp for weeks and months before camp, Michael Vick sort of backed off. I mean, it doesn't appear that there's any notion of having a quarterback competition between Michael Vick and Geno Smith, huh?
Yeah, it's really not. I mean, the mantra here is competition. You're always going to hear that from John Inzig. But unless Geno Smith really falls on his face, or Michael Vick just goes crazy in the preseason, I mean, Geno Smith's going to be starting quarterback in week one. We've known that for months now, ever since Michael Vick was signed in free agency. It was just a totally different story last year when Smith was a rookie and he was battling Mark Sanchez. Conversely, Vick actually had an open competition last year in Philly and he beat out Nick Foles. But this is a totally different deal. The Jets are confident in Geno Smith in his second season, and they also thought that, hey, Vic, being a person who succeeded in Marty Morningweg's system, would be a perfect mentor for Geno Smith. So, yeah, no controversy at all. You continue the competition, so to speak, but competition at all positions. This is Geno Smith's team headed into the season.
What do the Jets need and want to see from Geno Smith in his second year?
Less turnovers, bottom line. I mean, Jets finished 8-8 last season, and they were minus 14 in the turnover margin department. I believe in 25 of those turnovers in all were charged to Geno Smith. So they want to see him make better decisions. I think he started doing that down the stretch when the Jets won three of their final four games, and he averaged more than 40 yards on the ground in what that was an example of, as I said, I thought he started seeing the ball better, Murph. And when something wasn't there, he wasn't forcing things, and he was taking off a little bit, tucking that ball and holding on to it and being secure with the football. But I still think this team is going to be able to run the football. You got an explosive addition in Chris Johnson. You already have Chris Ivory and Bilal Powell here. They finished sixth in the National Football League in rushing last year. So I still think the Jets can rely on that run game. But they did get Johnson, and they also added Eric Decker in free agency. So Geno's got more weapons here this season, and I don't think he has to carry the team because this defense is going to be that stout, but he can't turn the ball over as much as he did in his rookie season.
Hey, Eric, I know that, you know, Chris Johnson is coming off a difficult year, but anytime you get a player like that with his speed and his dynamic playmaking ability, that gets your attention. I wouldn't want to have to worry, you know, game plan against Chris Johnson, even at this kind of advanced stage of his career.
Yeah, you're right, Murph. The thing that I like what Morningweg is doing with Chris Johnson, who, by the way, had off-season knee surgery, but he's feeling fine. He got some live reps the other night in the green and white practice, which had a lot of scrimmage conditions, is he's moving them around. He's not just saying, okay, we're going to give him a ball in the backfield. He's splitting them out wide at times. They want to get him in space and take advantage of that speed. Is he still a 4.24 guy? He was coming out of East Carolina at the combine. I don't know about that, but he's still one of the fastest guys in the National Football League. You put him out wide against a linebacker, and that's a mismatch waiting to happen. So I think he does give this offense another element of explosion, and that's something they needed last year.
Our guest is Eric Allen. He is the senior reporter and team insider for NewYorkJets.com, talking about the Jets right down the road in SUNY Cortland, New York. Hey, Eric, let's talk about the defense for a second. Tell me about first-round draft pick Calvin Pryor. How's he looked after a couple of weeks of camp?
Well, it's been a slow start for the entire rookie class here. Calvin Pryor, first day of pads, he was used as a punt protector, and he actually had a little collision, and he had a concussion. So he's been undergoing concussion protocol. He just got cleared for team activities a couple days ago, but he's not going to play tomorrow night, and I don't anticipate that he'll be making his preseason debut until next Saturday night against the Cincinnati Bengals. The Jets do have high hopes for Pryor, but they're really excited about their depth at safety because DeJuan Landry's had a nice camp, and Tony Allen's playing a while, Jaquan Jarrett, and the list goes on. So the Jets like their safeties, and they think once Pryor comes back, it'll be huge for this defense because they really haven't had that guy patrolling the middle, and Rex Ryan labeled him an enforcer. So I think that the Jets are going to get somebody in Pryor. The wide receiver is going to think twice now about going over the middle, and Rex Ryan's going to like using him. And I wouldn't be surprised at all if the Jets go to a lot of three safety looks. But just to follow up with this slow start for the rookie class, tight end Jason Morrow is also going to be counted on in year one. And he's had some drops early in camp and miscommunications with the quarterbacks as he continues to get himself acclimated to the playbook. Third-round pick Dexter McDougal, a cornerback. He's had his ups and downs as well and has been bothered by a groin injury. And then fourth-round pick, Mark, this is really unfortunate for the Jets. Fourth-round pick Shaq Evans from UCLA. He suffered a shoulder injury, and Rex said the other day that it looked severe, and he might be placed on injured reserve.
That's a tough break. From what I understand, I don't have the numbers in front. You guys don't spend much more time in Cortland, right, after this game? You don't get up there for, what, another week or two?
Yeah, you know what, Murph? We're already back here. Players had a walkthrough in Cortland today, and then we'll be playing against the Colts tomorrow night at MetLife Stadium. Go back to Cortland on Friday, and then be there until about Wednesday or Thursday, and actually going to be back in Newark to fly out of there on Friday, and we'll be in Cincinnati and then take on the Bengals Saturday night. So break camp officially next Thursday from SUNY Cortland.
All right. Eric, thanks for being with us tonight. We really appreciate it. Good luck to you this season. I know we'll check in again as the season moves along. Thank you.
As always, Murph, I appreciate it.
Eric Allen is the senior reporter and team insider for NewYorkJets.com, joining us on the line as the Jets get set for their preseason opener tomorrow night against the Colts, 7 o'clock game at MetLife Stadium.